Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano.
Boom. We're getting a little boom action at TakeOver.
Yeah, we are.
A little boom.
Maybe too much boom?
Maybe lots of boom.
Lots of boom.
But I am looking forward to this friggin' match.
Of course.
It could be one for the ages.
Yeah.
Two out of three falls. Does anyone sweep the falls? Who wins the first fall? Who wins the championship?
Mm-hmm.
Is there interference?
Yes, 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 and
I'm
yes.
Pulling out the scorecard. So, yeah.
Great. I'd love to know your strategy right now.
Yeah.
Because I don't know my strategy. I don't know what I'm picking for any match at TakeOver.
It's really up for grabs.
Yeah.
For sure.
Uh-huh.
Maybe the most we've ever seen.
I think so, because you don't know exactly what direction NXT's going in. Are they going to just rely on the future? You know, their younger
this
stars.
This is the first time they've ever had a vacant title.
Yes.
Due to injury.
Right.
According to Ranallo. I can't really confirm that.
I think it's true. Yeah. I mean, I don't, you know. For the
they have it for so little.
For the know. NXT Championship.
Right.
First time it's been vacant.
Right.
They vacated the Women's Championship when Paige beat AJ.
Oh,
back in
yeah.
the day. She just had to give it up.
Didn't Asuka give it up too?
Yeah, she gave it up too. Yeah. Right. But due to injury, which I think they faked that injury just so they could bring her to the main roster without losing the, you know.
Just so that she can lose to Charlotte at WrestleMania.
Exactly.
Yeah. They've been setting that up for years.
Yeah, they have.
So, this episode had like one speech and one match.
Yep.
And I give it like 5 stars.
I know. It was great.
I had goosebumps when Triple H was talking.
Yep.
Things he was saying were just hitting home.
Yeah.
And then an amazing match. Love to see what that's rated. You know, new start format. 10 stars.
10 stars.
So stupid. So, yeah, this was great. This
was
great.
Yes.
And, man, can't wait.
Can't wait?
Can't wait for TakeOver.
I know. I know. I mean, still, I still feel bad about Ciampa. But, yeah, you know, it is what it is, right?
Yeah.
It is what it is. So, NXT starts with The Game, Triple H.
The Game.
Coming to the ring, holding the NXT Championship.
When did he come to the ring?
Right now.
Now.
Yeah.
How?
Now.
Now.
How now, brown cow.
Right.
There was one part where I thought he was going to say now, and I was waiting for it. He was like, right here. And I was like, right now? And he was like, at NXT. And I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
So Hunter says he was planning on coming out to announce Johnny Gargano versus Tommaso Ciampa for the main event of TakeOver New York. Yep. However, Ciampa had neck surgery and was forced to relinquish the NXT Championship. He then announces a fatal five-way for tonight's main event to decide who will face Johnny Gargano for the vacant NXT Championship at TakeOver in a 2 out of 3 falls match.
Right.
And I'm guessing the 2 out of 3 falls was the plan for Ciampa and Gargano.
So they just kept it.
So they just kept it, but again, I'm not sure it makes sense for this.
Just to make sure we have the right champion.
That doesn't make sense. I mean, when he said that, I was like, all right, what do you, I mean, okay, like, is there, like, there's no WrestleMania matches that are 2 out of 3 falls. What are you going to say? Like, those don't count?
Seth versus Brock
yeah.
is 2 out of 3 falls.
Right.
I mean, to make sure.
It makes sense for Gargano and Ciampa because they fought many times already, so you need to, you know, have different stipulations each time you fight.
Right.
So, but whatever. I'm sure it'll still be great. So it's going to be Ricochet versus Adam Cole versus Aleister Black versus Velveteen Dream versus Matt Riddle in the main event tonight.
But Triple H was really like, you know, kind of solemn about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He seemed legitimately upset.
But when one door closes, another opens.
Yeah.
More dreams come true.
Right.
It's just this whole dream thing.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, Joe, you're not 70 yet.
Mm-hmm.
Get your ass in shape
mm-hmm.
and go try out for something.
Right.
Because it's my dream.
Hey.
And it's my dream. So dreams come true at NXT.
Yeah, right. It's true. Yeah.
It's worse than a Joe Pisano moment.
I mean, if we never become super famous wrestlers, maybe. I mean, I think the odds are stacked favorably for us. Too, but
yeah.
In case we don't, at least we partially like got to live it out. You know, we wrestled in front of crowds, and
we sure did.
We got a holy shit chant once, so that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, we did.
When you elbow dropped me through a table.
Yeah, good times.
It was the most painful experience.
Find it on Facebook, yes.
Most painful experience of my life, but it was great. I laid on the couch in the back for the remainder of the show.
Yeah, that table was like all metal underneath.
Yeah. It was,
so it's like there's no give.
There's no give.
I was like, there's a chance one of us gets stabbed in the heart with a broken piece of metal. Still did it.
Right. Yeah.
Still did it.
Yeah. So, no, but Triple H did seem, it was worth it. Triple H did seem legitimately upset. I think he knows deep down, like, this was such an amazing story that was being told, and it was about to have its finale. So, yeah. You have to wonder, though, like, are they going to still give it to Gargano or not? It's interesting. Because it's weird that Gargano doesn't have to fight his way. He didn't have to earn his way into this match.
No.
You attack Ciampa, so you're already in. Right. You know?
Weird.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's mainly because there's only two, you know, there's not a lot of time left. And they already, you know, they've already filmed all the other NXT episodes. Like, this was an episode that wasn't supposed to happen.
Right.
Think about it. This whole episode had one match, and the rest of the episode was revolving around people talking about this match. This episode was not supposed to exist.
Right.
So clearly some matches have been cut, or, you know, or maybe the next two episodes of NXT are just going to be longer than
right.
usual, or I don't know. I guess we'll see, but
weren't we supposed to get what's the big dude? The big new dude? Keith Lee?
Yeah.
Versus
yes.
That was this week.
That's right.
Right.
It was this yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah.
We'll ever see that.
Yeah.
How many NXT episodes do we have till
two?
Two more?
Two?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they didn't even talk about it.
Right.
Like, they didn't say, oh, well, it's not happening this week, but next week. I don't think they said next week.
Well, how many times have they showed, they said a match next week and then it didn't happen? I think it changes a few times.
Yeah, it definitely has. Yeah.
Yeah.
So where is William Regal? Wouldn't this be his job to come out with the NXT championship and do this?
No.
But it is, though. Like, in the past, it has been.
No, this isn't President Jack Tunney. This isn't kayfabe. Like, we know everything. Triple H is in charge.
I know, but he's Look, always been know. The one to make announcements.
Where is Regal? Yeah, I mean, where is he? Is he sick?
I mean, well, that was what happened last time, right? That's what, you know, the rumor was that he was sick. Maybe he's sick again. Because we haven't seen him in months.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think the last... I mean, obviously...
Since the reveal, right?
Well...
Since Gargano attacked Black in the ring.
Well, I was it was like around then because he also did the War Games, but that was the same pay-per-view. So which one was it? You know, was it the reveal of Gargano of or was it when he went, War Games?
Maybe he was like, War Games! Ha! Ah! Throat surgery.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's still tweeting. You can go. He's on Twitter and he's tweeting. I tweeted him yesterday. I'm like, dude, where have you been?
Where are you?
I even tweeted Meltzer to see if he knew, but he didn't reply to me. No, I just wanted to, you know.
Because he doesn't know.
He probably doesn't know, yeah.
Meltzer's just a nerd that's been doing what we're doing for 30 years mm-hmm. before anybody else did it.
Yeah, but he does have contacts in the company.
Sure, now he does.
Yeah.
But I don't think WWE's ever really, like, given him anything good.
Well, they used to. They used to. Like, up until, like, 2004, I think, he was, like, close with them. And they would, like, actually allow him to be, you know, like, in a press, you know, like, a part of the press and everything. And then he started criticizing the company too much. So they...
Goodbye!
They booted him out, yeah.
That's why we will never work there.
We know how that works.
Correct.
So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I miss William Regal. I don't know if we've seen him this whole year. Yeah. It might have been, like, before War Games.
Right.
I don't know. Mm. It's, I don't know. I hope he's all right. So we go backstage where Kathy Kelly is standing outside the men's locker room waiting to interview anyone.
Anyone.
She's like, I want to see what they think about this match tonight.
Hi, I'm Kathy Kelly, and I wanted to see what someone thought of this match tonight.
Yeah. Because we have nothing else scheduled for the show. And then Kona Reeves walks out.
Oh, no.
She asks him how he feels. Yeah, welcome back. She asks him how he feels about the Fatal 5-Way, and he says, it should be all right, but it won't be.
No, don't say it. Don't you dare say it.
All right. It won't be the best.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, God, this guy, his hair grew longer.
Yep.
Yeah, and wow, this is it? This is how he earns his $65K?
I guess so.
Showing up to this?
I mean, he's still dating that super hot chick. What's her name? Carissa Rivers?
Is she... What is she?
I've
Call up?
No, she was on NXT like once, and she jobbed out, but she's super hot.
Damn.
And he's dating her. Yeah.
So, wow.
See, look, there they are. There's both of them on Instagram.
Oh, God.
Hanging out together.
The hair is beautiful.
I guess she likes
hers
that.
Is too.
Yeah. It's weird to date a man that has more beautiful hair than you.
Yeah.
Like, that must be tough for a
flowing
woman.
Flowing blonde locks.
Like,
the finest of the finest.
Every girlfriend I've dated has always, they're jealous of my eyelashes because I have super long eyelashes and they've like legitimately been angry about that. It's like, it's harder to date someone that has prettier eyes than me. And I'm like, well, if I can give these eyelashes to you, I would keep them.
It's the Pisano family trait.
Yeah.
That's a good one. So,
as well as the hair on your lower back. All right. So
good one.
So then the Forgotten Sons walk out right after Kona Reeves.
Yeah.
And she asked them the same question. They reply, what about next week's main event? Wesley Blake and Steve Cutler versus Ricochet and Aleister Black in the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic Finals. And they say they hope that Ricochet or Aleister wins tonight because...
And they even said, oh, you forgot about us.
Yeah, they did. That. They did that, yeah.
And even I was like, who are these guys?
Right.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah. I bet you if I showed you all three of them, you couldn't name...
Like individually?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Like which one's Steve Cutler, which one's Wesley Blake, and... Which one's Jackson Riker?
That's the first time I ever found out their names. Jackson Riker, I think I remember. He must be the main guy that doesn't fight.
Yeah.
That's the coolest name.
Right.
The other one's Wesley.
Wesley Blake.
Steven.
Wesley Blake was Buddy Murphy's tag partner with Alexa Bliss. Mm. Yeah.
No, I mean, Riker looks like, who's that guy that's super ripped with the huge beard that is always with the women? He's like a millionaire.
What?
Oh, he's famous on the internet.
I don't know. I don't know who that is.
Oh, why can't I think of his name right now? He looks just like him.
Oh, really?
This is, he's always with hot, mostly naked girls.
Mm.
On his boat, skiing. Oh, I can't think of his name.
I guess I don't follow him on Instagram.
Damn it.
It doesn't matter. Anyways, they say they hope Ricochet or Aleister Black win the Fatal 5-Way. Because then they'll have their minds on the NXT Championship, making it easier for them to beat them next week. And then Jackson Riker says, we will be forgotten no more.
We're about to forget about them.
Probably. Yeah. Next up, they show a video package for the upcoming Fatal 5-Way match. Aleister Black and Ricochet cut a promo together, saying that even though they are partners in the Dusty Cup, they know tonight is every man for himself. Ricochet says, at TakeOver New York, one of us is pulling double duty. Velveteen Dream then says he will soon become the first ever NXT dual champion. And Matt Riddle's promo sucked, of course.
It sucked.
He says, I've worked my ace off to get here.
No.
And he declares that he'll become the next NXT champion.
Yeah.
Adam Cole then reminds us that he debuted in the Barclays Center 2 years ago, where he beat up Drew McIntyre and held the NXT championship above his head. He says he's going to hold up the title again, but this time, it'll be as the NXT champion.
We'll see.
It's hard to even picture Drew McIntyre as a babyface because he was in NXT.
Yeah.
Remember, he's the NXT champion, super babyface. And it's like hard to even remember how he was because he's like the most evil guy
right
on the main roster
he's
right
like
now.
He's like a psychopath now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like a Scottish...
like a Scottish psychopath.
Psycho, like a psycho Sid.
Like a Scottish crazy person.
Like, yes.
I think that's their nickname for
that's
him.
That's it.
The Scottish crazy person.
I think he's Irish. The Irish crazy person.
The Scottish fringe, I think, is what they call him.
I was watching something and someone yelled out lunatic fringe.
Not in wrestling.
Not in wrestling.
I was so like, is an that Ambrose? A thing? No, it's not.
So someone was like a wrestling fan that did that.
Yeah. Mm.
I got to try to think of what it was now.
You watching like the PGA Tour right before a tee off? Lunatic Fringe!
Papa Boy!
Yeah.
I'll think of it.
Okay.
Because I just watched something and then like kind of like a Lunatic Fringe. I was like,
What?
Ambrose fan?
Yeah. Clearly they are. Next up, we get an inside look at Tommaso Ciampa's neck surgery. Unfortunately, they only showed 2 seconds of the surgery in black and white. They're such pussies.
I don't get it.
But it showed the metal plate in his neck.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's crazy. The doctor said it could take up to a full year to recover. So, shit. And we saw Ciampa's wife and their baby.
Yeah, no.
What?
No.
Keep kayfabe alive?
Yes.
Yeah. He can't be married.
Bad guys can have babies, I guess.
Yeah, they can't. He can't.
But he's like, goo-goo, oh, you boo-boo. I'm like, ah. I don't think he did that. He's kicking ass. Kind of. He did.
All right. Something well, like that. I was curious as to who his wife was, so I looked her up. Her name is Jessie Ward, and she competed in season 2 of Tough Enough back in 2002.
There you go, kids.
However, one episode she took a bump and her hands and legs went numb, and she was then diagnosed with vasovagal. Oh God,
vagal. Like
no,
vagil.
It's not vagal. It's yeah. not. It's vasovagal syncope.
It looks like vagal.
It does.
Okay.
Vasovagal syncope, which is the most common cause of fainting. It occurs when your body overreacts to triggers like sight of blood or extreme emotional distress.
Trigger.
No.
Okay.
So she has that. So she quit wrestling. She became a stage manager for season 3 of Tough Enough, but then went back to college and majored in TV and video. And then,
hey.
Yeah.
That's what we did.
Right. But then she worked for TNA as an assistant director for a few years and then became a TV producer.
Hey, some Mrs. Ciampa trivia.
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah. Which one's the fib? No, I'm just kidding.
So Triple H over and over and over said Ciampa.
He did, yeah.
And he's the man.
And Ronaldo always says Ciampa.
No, I thought he said Ciampa.
He always says, he's like, Chomp, Tommaso Ciampa, Chomp, Chomp. Yeah,
And Bubba Ray Dudley on his show says Ciampa.
Well, Ciampa says Ciampa.
Yeah.
And Gargano says Ciampa.
Yeah.
And they put that tweet out last year saying you pronounce it Ciampa. So who knows?
Who knows?
Maybe he's trolling us.
It's like Pisano.
Paisano. Yeah. Right.
Tomato.
Maybe in Italy it's pronounced Ciampa.
Ciampa
in Italy.
But here it's Ciampa.
Maybe, I don't know.
He's the fucking champ. Sounds good to me.
Right.
Sounds
you
great.
You might as well go with that.
Yep.
I mean, if I was like a pie salesman, I'd say my name is pronounced Paisano.
Yes, of course.
I mean, Paisano.
That all makes sense now.
Wink! You know? Yeah. So backstage, Kathy Kelly asked Kairi Sane and Io Shirai about the Fatal 5-Way match.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah... What? No, they're like, yeah, it should be great. And then she asked them if their friendship will get in the way of their Fatal 4-Way match at TakeOver. Of course, they say may the best woman win, but then Bianca Belair walks up and says if Shayna didn't interfere last week, neither of you would be in the title match. Belair also tells them she's going to run through the both of them at TakeOver to become the NXT Women's Champion, and there's nothing they could do about it because her mindset...
Finally.
...is un-duh. Hey, Ted. And then she bumps Kairi and walks away.
Yeah, her mindset.
Yeah.
At least they corrected that.
Right.
And I wonder how long she'll stay it for after like 17 straight losses on the main roster.
Yeah, it's still stupid to say.
It is.
That's a dumb mindset to have.
That's it.
So she bumps Kairi and walks away. Kairi wants to go after her, but Io holds her back. Why? You could both take her right now.
Because they're faces.
Yeah,
well, Kairi don't attack.
Okay, I guess not.
You gonna report something?
No, I'm
rumors.
Well, Kairi wanted to fight. She disrespected her, so at least bump her back. You know,
right.
Io's like, no, Kairi, no,
no,
she
no.
will kill us.
She'll kill us. That's what I was gonna say.
I mean, she's like a giant next to them,
right? Yeah, another match, like a who the hell knows match.
Yeah,
the only person I'm sure is not getting the title is probably Kairi Sane.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, any of the other three could win this title.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be shocked at all.
Right.
But you have to think Shayna's going to drop it eventually. It seems to be the place.
I don't know.
They could use her on the main. Like, now that Ronda's bad and she's going to lose her title at WrestleMania.
Yeah, but they're both doing
get her some backup.
I don't know. They're both doing the same gimmick.
Yeah, so. All the Undisputed Era do the same gimmick, and it works great.
Yeah.
We're all douchebags, douches. We are the douchiest douchebags.
Boom. So So finally, we have the Fatal 5-Way. It was a great spot match. At one point, Ricochet was on the top rope, but then the other four guys got on the second rope. Cole and Dream superplexed Ricochet, while Matt Riddle and Aleister Black gave Cole and Dream side Russian leg sweeps.
Yep.
So that was crazy. Yep. Later, Riddle got Dream in the bro mission, but Cole pulled the referee out of the ring. The end of this match...
No DQ.
The end of the match was awesome.
Yep.
Aleister hit Riddle with a black mask. Dream hit the Dream Valley Driver on Aleister. Then Dream climbed the top rope. But then Ricochet Hurricane Rana Dream off the top rope and onto Cole and Black outside the ring. Jeez. That was amazing. Then Ricochet hit a shooting star press off the top rope onto Riddle. Went for the pin. But then Cole hit Ricochet from behind with the last shot and pinned him to be the number one contender to face Johnny Gargano at TakeOver New York.
Mm.
For the NXT Championship.
Yeah.
So Adam Cole and Gargano, 2 out of 3 falls, baby.
Yeah. How much does the era get involved?
All of it.
So Johnny is like a super face again?
Yeah.
Like super face.
After what he did to Ciampa, yeah.
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 All right.
He broke Ciampa's neck. That's as face as it gets.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really hard to because it's like, I could see Gargano winning, but I also can't see Cole losing with all four undisputed, you know, with like, you know, his other three friends helping him. Like, Gargano's going to need some backup, and it can't be just Candice LeRae. Although we've seen plenty of videos on the internet of her beating the shit out of Adam Cole.
True.
And it's always funny. And even like recently at a house show, she Hurricane Rodded him on NXT. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
So.
Didn't she have like a crimson mask after a match with like Joey Ryan?
I don't know.
She
maybe.
Bled. Like she bladed and then she was covered in blood.
I didn't see that one.
I saw that.
Yeah. She would do tag teams with Joey Ryan, like intergender matches.
Right.
So, yeah. Anyways, who was your worst dress for NXT?
We're gonna go with let's go with the Forgotten Sons.
Okay, I'm gonna go with the not so finest Kona Reeves.
Yeah,
because as I stated, as long as he's on the show, he will win worst dressed from me.
That's true.
Best dressed,
I'm gonna go Velveteen Dream.
Oh, yeah, you think he looked hot?
I just always think he's dressed to the nines.
Yeah, I'll go with Kathy Kelly this week.
I've just been picking her a lot lately. That's all,
yeah. Worst moment, again, Kona Reeves.
Yeah, Kona Reeves.
What the fuck?
What the F?
And then best moment was the end of the Fatal 5-Way match. Mm-hmm. I mean,
cold 1-2-3.
It was so fast. Like, it was so perfect. Just with Ricochet doing his pin, like sitting up so that Cole could hit him with the last shot. And then Cole's face is like right in the camera. Like, you just see his face. It was very nice. Very
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, it was good. But we don't see any of the era.
No era.
He was all by himself.
He did it by himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Candice LeRae.
Candice LeRae's face is...
super bloody.
Super bloody.
Pretty gross.
Wow.
Pretty gross.
Yikes. Okay. It's time for some news. So Ciampa tweeted after NXT this week saying, a small piece of me died tonight. The greatest 237 days of my life.
That's how long it's been?
I guess that's...
Yeah, he has a kid and he said that. Piece of shit. Oh, he's back! Yes!
Ciampa on Twitter never breaks kayfabe.
Yeah.
Also, Anthony Corelli, a.k.a...
Oh, boy. Hold on.
Yeah.
Disco Inferno. Sorry, I couldn't think of it.
No, but close. It is an Italian guy.
Oh.
Santino Marella.
Oh, what is his name?
Anthony Corelli.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Now sure. Now you know.
Now I got it.
I mean, I figured it out like an hour ago.
Now I got it.
So Santino Marella announced that he will be a guest trainer at the Performance Center from April 21st to April 27th. The interesting thing about this is that he's currently signed with Impact Wrestling, and he announced this on Impact Wrestling's Twitch stream. Like, he hosts a Twitch show for Impact Wrestling, and he announced it on their thing.
I think WWE probably owns all of this. They own it all.
They own Impact, AEW,
Sure.
XFL.
They're a $1 billion company. Easily buy any of these.
A publicly traded company that has to disclose all this info.
They don't have to disclose if they're a TV show that they're buying other TV shows.
Yes, they would.
I don't know about that.
Yes, they would.
Maybe at the year end.
These are other companies that have to that they own.
I don't know. How many WWE annual reports have you listened to? They're probably announcing all of this, but we're just following.
Are you kidding me? That would be
not with the internet.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you should let Jesse say those things instead.
Good call.
Yeah.
I have to bring that back.
I have a rumor here, and this is a main roster rumor, but I want to bring it up here because I feel like by next week's podcast, this will be over by then.
Okay.
Because the Dirty Sheets is reporting that Corbin versus Angle is no longer happening due to fan backlash. Instead, they're going to make it Angle versus Cena.
There's no way that wasn't a storyline. There's no way.
Well, the report was that Cena was originally going to face Samoa Joe for the U.S. title, which was why R-Truth kept bringing Cena up. With the, what would John Cena do? This now is for my hero, John Cena.
Now I'm like, poor Baron Corbin.
Oh, why announce it, though, why announce it to make the fans upset? I don't know. It doesn't make sense. So
we'll see.
Hope it's true.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah. Let Cena put him down.
Put him down. And like Kurt's already like halfway down. I mean,
yeah.
Like Ric Flair looked better in
Cena
his
comes
final
to the
match.
Ring and just does the
yeah.
his new finisher. And Angle just goes.
Like Ric Flair, I know Ric Flair had Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
But Ric Flair looked better in his final match than Kurt Angle has looked these last few weeks. And he fought Chad Gable, who Chad Gable could go, but Rick. I think
Angle's like hurt and he's got like some major issues. Well, I mean, he's placed through it.
Yeah. I mean, he's had multiple neck surgeries. You know,
he
shouldn't have been wrestling for a long time.
No.
He should have never wrestled, really.
Yeah. Never.
Yeah.
So in 1981, the Raid Raiders put out the song Lunatic Fringe.
The Red Raiders?
I mean, look, I don't know music.
I don't think anyone knows music. The Red Raiders?
You don't know the Red Raiders?
Shut up.
I mean, come on, Andrew.
It's an 80s song. There's going to be like 2 minutes of buildup. You got to fast forward. We're still like 30 seconds from lyrics. It's the 80s.
This should be Dean Ambrose's song. We know this song. No. It's more 70s than 80s because it was early 80s.
6 million views. I guess they're more famous than we know.
There you go.
Than we thought.
So there is a Lunatic Fringe, apparently.
So that's why Dean Ambrose has his name, because of the Red Raiders.
I guess so.
I hate you,
Canadian rock band. Gross.
Gross. Gross.
No, I'm just kidding.
Who are the best wrestlers? I mean, Kevin Owens, Chris Jericho. Yeah, all Canadians. So, yeah, hopefully Cena and Angle's going to happen. All right, fan question time. Chris Barra, do you think the plan in the future was to have Adam Cole beat Gargano for the NXT Championship?
Eventually.
That's what we were saying.
Yep.
Like, Gargano wins it from Ciampa, and then by the end of the year, Cole beats Gargano for it.
Cole, Strong, the boys have all the gold.
Yeah.
You would think. Like, why not? Why not give them all the gold?
Yes. He says, also, can you write or say the name Adam Cole without hearing Bay Bay in your head?
If I say Adam Cole versus Johnny Gargano, yes. But if I go Adam Cole,
right,
then no, I cannot. Bay Bay.
Right. Gabriel Ballin, had Stone Cold Steve Austin's neck never been injured in his SummerSlam 97 match against Owen Hart, how much longer past 2003 would his in-ring career have gone?
Well, when was that? 97?
97. The thing was,
he fought for 6 years with it.
Yeah. And the other thing is, he had knee issues too. both of his knees were shot by the time he retired.
Right.
So you'd have to say, what if he didn't have the neck injury and the knee injuries? Maybe he would have gone longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's possible. But he, I think, I don't know, I think he also felt his run was done because...
I think he was done up here.
Vince was pushing other guys. Yeah. Also, would we have seen an Austin versus Cena match at WrestleMania? I mean, if he lasted a couple more years, maybe.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know how we haven't seen a Hogan-Cena match yet. But maybe this year.
What? He can't even do a leg drop. If Hogan does another leg drop, his hip will fall off.
We'll see.
His leg might fall off. It's like, oh, no, brother.
It's like... His legs popped right off.
Yeah. Jordan Wermiger, safe to say the Undisputed Era goes to the main roster if Cole loses that takeover.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Nope. I think so. He'll go on to beat Gargano at some point. I think that all still happens. As of right now, I think Gargano wins.
When?
At takeover.
As of right what?
As of right now.
There you go.
Sorry.
Yeah.
My mistake.
I mean, it's your thing.
I know. Oh, it doesn't work this way.
No.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that he'll lose to Gargano, but then beat him back eventually.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're giving all your predictions now so I know what to... How
does that change what you do?
I don't know. Max Allgood, fantasy book, The Undisputed Era showing up at Raw after Mania. Max Allgood... He's a relatively new member on Patreon. We did this a couple months ago, but we thought that it'd be cool if, like, let's say Seth beats Brock at Mania. Next night he comes out, celebration, and the Undisputed Era debut by attacking him, you know?
Yeah.
And even, we also said, like, let's say Brock leaves. Like, maybe Paul Heyman's like, I need some new clients.
Again, whatever, the Heyman thing is only good if you suck on the mic, and these guys are great.
But it worked with Punk.
Kind of. He was with him for a short time.
He was with him for, like, his whole run.
Punk?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
He had the Straight Edge Society. He had the weird time when he was a good guy.
His championship run, the last time he had the championship.
Okay.
It was great.
All right.
I mean, Chris Jericho.
I thought it was only great because he turned on him, and then you had Lesnar versus Punk.
Yeah, but they were together for like at least a year.
All right.
It was good. I mean, Chris Jericho was Kevin Owens. He was basically his manager.
True.
For Kevin Owens' Universal Championship run. No, it doesn't have to happen. But no, at the very least, have the Undisputed Era attack Seth the night after Mania.
Sure.
The Raw after Mania.
Right.
That'd be great.
Yep.
Yeah. Johnny C, what does Jeff Goldblum's dad from Independence Day think of Velveteen Dream's chances in the WWE?
You would all be dead without my dream.
God.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I think he just likes when we've done Jeff Goldblum's dad. You don't be dead now if it wasn't for David. Steven.
You do.
Yeah.
You're the Crash and Roswell.
Right.
They're all rolling their eyes. There's aliens everywhere, destroying everything.
Yes.
And they're rolling their eyes.
Right.
When he goes, you know about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the weaselly head of national security is like,
Mr. President, that's not entirely accurate. And then Goldblum, what? Which part?
Yeah.
And then he does that. Stephen Vellante, why the hell did they bring back Kona Reeves? Dude hasn't been seen since before War Games.
Yeah, who knows? Who the hell knows? And he's been on a hell of a losing streak.
Yeah.
People debut and just beat his ass.
Yep. So,
great.
Great. Nathan Warren, pizza?
Yeah.
New York pizza.
Can't wait.
In a couple weeks.
I'm literally not eating bread till New York. Like, I'm not. You think I'm kidding? I'm not.
Okay.
Not doing it.
All right. What'd you have for lunch?
Bread. Like a big, no. I had a salad. I had a salad with grilled chicken.
Yeah.
I did.
That's why this works, because you know what I wanted. You know what response I was looking for.
But I want to be a wrestler, so I'm going to try to like really get in shape.
All right.
We'll see.
Okay.
Next Saturday,
mm-hmm.
You can come with me? Can you fit in sleep and go to Booker T's fantasy camp with me?
How much is it?
Don't worry about that.
I don't know, maybe. Stephen Haven, have you ever seen or heard of a company that blames its fans more than WWE?
No. Right?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. Blames their fans. No.
Yeah.
They don't blame their fans like no one else does.
Right. It's all our fault.
Yeah.
It's all our fault, apparently.
We suck.
We suck.
Right, Paige?
It's fucked up. All right, so we'll see you next week. That's the show. And
I'm curious what next week's going to be. I guess we know about the Dusty Rhodes finals.
Right, that's
that'll
next
be
week.
A big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Can't imagine the Forgotten Sons going over here.
There's no way.
So then we'll have maybe the Keith Lee match.
Yeah.
You have to have a woman's like 8-woman tag, right?
Oh, no. Something. Well, this isn't Raw.
You got to have something.
This isn't SmackDown. What are you doing?
I don't know. Something.
No. It's not happening.
Okay.
Not on NXT.
No.
Not happening.
Don't do it.
See you next week. Stop asking me the question.
It is a classic.
That no one's going to get.
He's just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no.
Lashley.